This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Back of the fan. I didn't even hear that. I'm getting even angrier about the bench thing. I thought I was done. I'm not done with it. I'm even angrier about it.
Well, here's Donovan Mitchell once again.
All right.
Everybody can say, yeah, we had DG, Ev, and Dre out. I'm not going to go there. If they play Friday, great. We definitely use them. But if they don't, we got to be ready. Understand that we've shown we can do this. It's a tough loss, but understanding that we're also up 20, whatever. Figure out, make the adjustments, and then go in on Friday and handle business.
Yeah, that's Donovan Mitchell.
You did it.
Well, I'm still mad about the bench thing because I'm getting even more angry as I think about it. I went to the bathroom, I came back, and I go, "What? You wait a damn minute here." And you got to understand where the fans are coming from here. You're sitting at home, you're watching the game. I wonder what the fans sitting behind him were probably thinking, but who the hell knows? Maybe they weren't noticing what was going on the bench. If you're telling me they were assing off this entire game on the bench, you got to know what your audience is. I mean, I'm serious. Know what your audience is for a second. Understand that there are people, whether you like it or not, they live and die. Because your fan base, this is what the problem is becoming a little bit with professional sports. We are asked so many times, in fact, we are instructed to bend over backwards and understand what players are going through. Now, I don't condone DMing people threats. I don't condone cussing out people and trying to get yourself viral famous and rushing the field during a college game and sticking a camera in a guy's face. I mean, that's asinine behavior, but it's also asinine behavior for me to sit there and try to find different ways to explain why fans shouldn't be mad that a bunch of guys were goofing off on the bench. It's a bad look, and you should wear it and maybe even address it. Even say, hey, you know what? Somebody said something funny. There's no way we thought we were going to lose. We're sorry about that. We do take this seriously. We're a serious basketball team. We're trying to win. We're trying to fight our way out of this thing. And hopefully we'll get back here for a game 5 right back here in Cleveland, and we'll be all together on this. Is that so difficult to say? They won't address it. We'll bury the thing, and that'll be the end of it. Or we'll continue to make it. Do you have anything to say on this, or am I just ranting by myself? Because the more I think about it, I go, you know, can you put out for your fan base just a little bit? Can you do that just a little? Or do we all have to just accept whatever they do is perfectly fine and that anybody who complains about it is stuck in the past? They're living and dying with. No, they're not going to address it. No, there's no way. I wish they would, but they won't.
We got 3 days before.
They're not going to address it. They might. I don't even think they'll be asked about it. Surely, I don't even think that's going to happen. But you got to understand why fans are mad. You're watching the game. You want them to win. You live and die with this basketball team. I forget about the money you paid or didn't pay for it. You're fans of this team. You've let them affect you emotionally here. And you look at the pitch. You're freaking out because you want to win a championship for whatever reason you may have personally as a fan. Then you look and they show the shot of the bench and they're goofing off.
I think it's just they're up 20. They thought they were going to even things up and then get their reinforcements back.
I understand that.
I think they probably had something to do with it. They're at home. The place is going crazy because the Cavs fans thought they just even up this series. There's no way Indiana's going to win. And then the unthinkable happens. One of the all-time, you know, Cleveland, we've had our history of some of the worst chokes ever. And then you can't even get the ball past half court. You can't even get the ball in bounds. You can't box out, even though lane violations are not. You can't box out guys on missed free throws. Just a cavalcade of errors down the stretch.
216-474-0092. I'm done. It ain't good. It's not a good look. Of all the other nasty things that are going on, it's not a good look. Jeff and Chesterlin, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Yeah, I agree with the outrage, so to speak. Yeah, they're dancing on the side. It sort of reminds me of when LeBron was here. The main show was on the sideline, and the game was a sideshow.
Well, that's old. That's old stuff. When they used to take the pictures on the bench and stuff like that, and then they lost to Orlando, and that was the end of all that.
Later on, they're throwing water bottles.
Yeah.
But that team was also crushing teams and disposing of them.
Hey man, it's fun. It's all fun when you're beating teams. And like Owen said, I don't think anybody thought that they were going to sit there and lose that game yesterday.
They're up 7 with 40 something seconds.
But Judas Priest, this is a tight moment. Everybody's watching. Everybody's focused, and they do a shot. And we're goofing off. I know.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, I know. Well, I sound like a goof.
The other thing is the attitude of the players. It's like third quarter, you make a great play, and you're pounding your chest, you're flexing, and the game's not over, guys. It's not over yet. Just save the celebration till when you win.
They aren't allowed to celebrate anything until the final buzzer.
I don't think the fans were celebrating anything until they won.
No, he's talking about the players pounding their chests after making a big play in the third quarter.
Well, you can be excited about that, but again, when you show people goofing around,
we're nitpicking on some stuff right
well,
now.
Well, of course we're nitpicking. We're mad. We're obviously mad, and I don't agree with everything.
There's
Jeff
a lot
said.
Of other stuff to be mad about.
I mean,
about
I do have to say, I'd rather like Kenny Atkinson instead of focusing on like what guys are wearing or what guys are doing on the sideline. Like, how do we get the ball inbounds?
Yeah, let's get an inbound play.
In these frenetic situations.
Well, I said I was just going to get it off my chest, and that's it. It said to take him first. I took him first.
Let's make sure the guy that Anthony has twice today said had a great game, maybe his best game as a Cavalier, knows how to get the ball inbounds.
We can do all these things. They can't get the ball in. Whether they were serious on the sidelines or not, they couldn't get the ball in. But it's a four-hour show, and I'm going to highlight everything because I'm mad about it all.
I hope they stand there with their hands on their laps.
I hope
like
so, too.
Quiet time.
I hope they do, too.
Don't make a sound, boys.
I hope they are like the Bobbies in England, and you kind of make them laugh, and they won't laugh. I hope it's that way. I mean, there's guys.
I hope they punch you in the mouth afterwards too.
They lost a 7. Well, I hope they don't punch me in the mouth. I'm not trying to get punched in the mouth over here. I'm being critical of it. 216-474-0092. Go back to the phones. Go to Richie in Cleveland. Oh, Richie.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. You know, it's a damn shame to win all those games during the regular season and then. You know, you're looking like you're going to get blown out here in the playoffs in the second round. And it's unfortunate that we have all those injuries to our key players. But I don't know, sometimes bad luck you know, jumps up and bites you. But I still go back to something I told you before, Ken. We got plenty of offense, you know. I'm going to go back to we need that gangster on defense, that enforcer, that muscle in the paint, a Kendrick Perkins type of guy. Because until we advance any farther than we've been advancing, we're going to continue to be perceived as a soft team. And I said, you need that enforcer, man.
Perkins was to come in and swing at somebody, he's more than happy to, because every time he opens his mouth on TV, it subtracts from the intelligence of the general populace of the NBA.
Come on, man.
He's
you don't
terrible
like
on he's, TV. He's awful.
He's right on the money.
If he
watched,
it doesn't take it. Richie, what does it take to sit there and rip on everything? I'm mad right now. I won't be mad tomorrow. I probably won't even be mad by 9 o'clock. Well, what's it take to sit there and rip on everything? I don't have to sit there and I can just not watch the games like he does and then rip on everything on TV. I'd rather him go in there. If you want to bring in Kendrick Perkins, go in there and sock somebody. Go right on ahead.
But Barkley gets on there and rips on everybody.
Barkley
okay
actually watches
it.
Barkley's sitting there watching the games. He's watching the games. I don't believe Kendrick Perkins watches the games.
All right, man. Say so. It's your show, man.
Well, I just don't believe it. That doesn't mean that I'm doing it for a second. I gotta tell you, thank you very much for the call.
I do think, without a doubt, if there's one thing they are missing, because you saw it, the Pacers, they have Mathurin, they have Neesmith. The Cavs don't have – they had Marcus Morris last year in the playoffs, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
Feels like you could use a guy like that. There are those guys, those bounty hunters, those mercenaries – you do feel like you need one of them. It doesn't have to go as crazy as like Dylan Brooks, but you got to have one. And that is one thing noticeably to me missing from this roster. Like Max Strus was doing the dirty work, but he's got to focus on getting down the floor and shooting threes. It can't be Max Strus is the guy body checking guys. Like that's great. They needed that. And you know, I thought that was one of an all-time Max Strus game, but I'd like him to focus on all the other stuff that I know he can do. They do need a guy defensively that other teams are scared of.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space: Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.